We're joined by James Armstrong, PR at Newcastle Racecourse, ahead of Saturday's fight and fifth fixture. Can you give us the latest update on the weather conditions and the ground conditions ahead of Saturday, James?
Yeah, well, we've obviously had a fairly wintry spell up here in the northeast for the last couple of days. Today we've had probably equivalent to 2 or 3 millimetres of precipitation in wintry showers, really. The turf course taken it well, really. I mean, obviously we were quite quick round a couple of weeks ago. We had an inch of rain last week and then this on top. But we had no heavy frost this morning. Temperatures only dipped, thankfully, to just below freezing. So the course has been completely raceable all day. But as a result of all the rain and the weather we've had, you know, the ground is ultimately going to be pretty testing. So at the moment we're soft, heavy in places.
It's just the second national hunt meeting of the year at Newcastle. In terms of rail movements and hurdle positions, where the hurdle you've sighted?
Yeah, well, we didn't do too much damage last time. So we've moved all the bends in about 2 to 3 metres just to make sure that everything starts on fresh ground for the day. And we've relocated all the hurdle sites bar one and moved them slightly in so they're off the running line from the last meeting and on fresh ground for them to jump in and out of.
You'll have some good fighting fifth memories from down the years. You've been here about 17, 18 years now. What's your favourite fighting fifth memory?
Yeah, I have to say probably the second Archibald win was one of the long last in my memory. He was the right character, as everyone's well aware, but he obviously had a lot of ability. He just didn't quite... he liked to do it his way, and it was great seeing him here.
Unfortunately, this year we don't have an Irish representative. It was just a 5 in a race, but we've got the champion hurdler Bova Dare, the 2014 the 16 winner Irvine, as well as Flying Tiger, who was 3rd in Elite, and Fred Winter, winner of the Cheltenham Festival. Slightly disappointing numerically in terms of the turnout, but great to have the champion hurdler here.
Yeah, I mean, we'd love to have 8 ultimately of the best, but Willie Mullins doesn't really like coming over the Irish Sea at this time of year, and you know, he holds all the aces, but very happy with Bova Dare. I mean, obviously to have a champion hurdle winner here is fantastic, and Irving is no slouch around Gosforth Park, loves it here and looking for a third win in the race. And you know, Flying Tiger, very game of Nick Williams to come up, because I know he didn't want to run it in a great wood at Cheltenham because the ground was too soft and you know, conditions have gone against him, I think, essentially. But, you know, he's keen to come, and, you know, we've got good prize money down to 8th.
We've got a couple of other good big races on the card, including the at the races rehearsal chase and notably the French Furs hurdle. We've got a strong representative from the northern area on that race this year, potentially with the likes of Signor Lombardi and Cool Hall and Donna's Delight. How important is it for the north to have these young horses coming through as a region?
Oh, I think it's very important, and it keeps the north on the map, you know. That race has chucked up some decent horses in the past, the likes of Ballyalton, etc. So, you know, hopefully we'll see some nice stars of the future coming through.
Yeah, thanks for your time, James. We'll wish you all the best for Saturday, and we'll look forward to a great day here at Newcastle.
Thank you very much.